making great music. And a lot of the great music is in the city here in Pittsburgh as well. So, okay, so we got some other shows besides this one on WRCT, obviously. And you should check out Consolidation. Listen to better music. Consolidation is on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. And also check out An Experiment with Time. Past and future experiences blended together in approximately equal proportions. There is no genre. Music is the best. An Experiment with Time, Saturday nights at midnight, and re-airs Wednesday at 2 p.m. And, you know, that actually reminds me of one or two little announcements. I am actually putting up all the tracks that I'm playing on this website named Spinatron. So if you just search WRCT Spinatron and you're not sure exactly what I'm playing, you can go there. And there are also links to Spotify and Amazon and Apple and all that good stuff. But you can also go on Spotify and just search WRCT newer music show. Well, actually, wait, sorry, New Music WRCT. And I have the playlist right there. You can actually see live what I'm playing as well. Okay, so I hope you're enjoying the show. And this is PAX.
This one more try.
Trust what I'm she said. That's why it took 10 years to get her out of your head. We watched you swerve, she peek up the room. We heard you cry, it's time to say.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Promise not to lie if we're holding.
change, nor it stays the same.
Okay, so that was This Is the Kit with More Change. This Is the Kit is coming to Pittsburgh, playing Thunderbird in a few weeks. Before that, the newest from Camera Obscura. They haven't put anything out in like 10 years, and I saw them a long time ago, and they're a great band. I believe they're Scottish. Before that, Vacations, Next Exit, and PAX with Page Machine. WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, so let's play the newest from The Smile. The Smile features two members of Radiohead, and I believe their drummer is not... Yeah, they don't have Radiohead's drummer. They have some other guy. And yeah, they're putting out some pretty good tracks. I think they played Pittsburgh last summer, if I remember correctly. It was within the year. But this is off of a new album, Wall of Eyes, and this is Friend of a Friend.
I can go anywhere that I want. I just gotta turn myself inside out, back to front. Cut out shapes and worn out spaces. Stop looking over.
wolves don't live by the rules. Wolves don't live by the rules. Wolves don't live by the rules. Wolves don't live by the rules.
Valleys to hills, you can hear the cry. They have to fight to stay alive. No one can change it. Mother Nature knows the reason why. Oh,
wolves don't live by the rules.
Oh,
wolves don't live by the rules.
They're born to kill and to be free. Their life is hard, which is meant to be. Cry of the wild is the only way they can see. Oh,
wolves don't live by the rules.
Oh,
wolves don't live by the rules.
Oh,
wolves don't live by.
I've been driving trucks for a long time, and safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Okay, so you heard the newest from Lisa Pye, Wolves Don't Live by the Rules. Before that, Mannequin P, you probably know what the P stands for. that's a band that is playing at Thunderbird in a few weeks. That was Sometimes, and I really want to go to that show, but it's actually the same day as the eclipse. I just looked at my calendar, and I want to go... I think you can see the eclipse from Ohio on, I think it's like April 8th or something like that. So, yeah, I want to check it out. So I don't think I can make that show because I really want to see the eclipse. before that, Jay Maskus with Can't Believe We're Here. I just watched the video for that, and it's one of these AI-generated videos. It's actually a pretty awesome, bizarre video. You should check it out. I know some people don't like AI-generated videos, because artists aren't working on them, and they're using other work that's already out there, some of it which is copyrighted. But I don't know the specifics, so don't call me with, don't call me with any concerns or anything like that, because I don't know anything about it. And before that, The Smile with Friend of a Friend. Although I do know all the listeners here are very, very friendly, nice, respectable folks. So anyway, what do we got here next? This is the newest from El Rain. This is Pet Rock.
It was Hey, maybe I got something left in this heart of mine. Awash in the sand on the beach of time. Baby, I you know, you know that time can take you for a ride, can take you by surprise. Maybe you're all snake eyes. Baby, tell me why you gotta play your luck. Do aces call you bluff? I love you very much, and all that other stuff. Thawing out my heart like meat. I see your track marks poking through your hoodie sleeve. Tic-tac-toe game to the destiny I crave. Marching towards the East River Park. You told me your big secret on the FDR. I couldn't hear you over choppers and the buzzing cars. So far. You know that time can take you for a spin. Can really do you in. Can leave you with the bends. Baby, try to live again and play another hand. Maybe we'll start a band. I want you to understand. Baby, help me understand. Cause you don't have to die if you don't want to die. Maybe I got something left that is worth a try. But I'm not gonna be your alibi this time.
Knocking at my door. My doctor asking, are you sure? I feel like fraud.
All right, so that was newest from Zumi, or actually, let me say that again, Yumi Zuma, and that was Kicking Up Daisies. Before that, newest from Hooray for the Riff Raff. They're from New Orleans, and that was Alibi. Before that, Chicago's Howdy with Gene, and Lorraine with Pet Rock. Hey, so we got a bunch of shows here on WRCT. Check out Chop Shop, Confusing Sounds for Confusing Times. Saturday nights at 5 p.m., it's time for Chop Shop, only on WRCT. And you should check out the Ebony Spectrum. Ebony Spectrum is a public affairs talk show that explores and celebrates the broad range of contemporary and historic social, cultural, political, economic, and spiritual currents which comprise the African diaspora from Pittsburgh, PA to Kingstown, Jamaica to Accra, Ghana. In studio and telephone guests, roundtable discussions, which involve civic, social, business, media, academic, art, and cultural trendsetters. Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. So we got about 20 minutes left. I hope you're enjoying the show. Got a bunch of cool music coming up. Let's start off with the newest from Sleater-Kinney. They've been around for a while. They're still putting out great music. And this is Say It Like You Mean It.
Thank you. this is new. My winter blues have turned yellow. I'm down here before noon, squinting up out the window.
So that was Marnie Stern with Plainspeak. Before that, MGMT, Mother Nature. Before that, Taurus with I Got the Fear. The Allahs with The Stuff. And we started off this final block with Say It Like You Mean It. And that wraps up the show this week. I will be back next week playing more new music for you. Have a great week. And and by the way, stick around for Quartz in Session. It's the encore edition. Only here on WRCT 88.3. Bye.
Welcome, everybody. It is great to be back. Thanks to Luke and to Pat, who filled in for me while I was gone. And just so much to talk about, starting with an incredibly consequential appeals court ruling. And that's where we will start today. Just moments ago, an appeals court has ruled that Donald Trump is not immune in his 2020 election interference case. So much riding on this claim from the failed former president that the facts and the elements do not matter. All that matters is that as the former president, he was immune at the time, no matter what he did. This is the immunity argument. I have absolute and total immunity, or whatever he liked to say. And a court has said no. NBC News reporting, a federal appeals court on Tuesday rejected Donald Trump's broad claim, and it was broad, that he is immune from prosecution for alleged criminal acts he committed as president in trying to overturn the 2020 election in a chain of events that led to the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Trump will almost certainly immediately appeal to the Supreme Court in a bid to prevent the trial from going ahead as scheduled in March. The Supreme Court could make a quick decision on whether to hear the case and could fast track any ruling. The three-judge panel of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for D.C. ruled there was no basis for Trump to assert that former presidents have blanket immunity from prosecution for any acts committed as president. Remember, this is only one of four criminal prosecutions Trump faces, as he remains the ever more presumptive frontrunner for the Republican primary nomination. A key issue is whether the trial can take place ahead of the election. Special counsel Jack Smith has asked for the court to move quickly to keep this all on schedule. And also, it's more than just on schedule. It's voters to some degree want to know what the outcomes will be of some of these cases, because polling shows us that their opinion about how they will vote to a great degree depends not just on the trials happening, but on the outcomes. And what I mean by that is that 80% of the country isn't sure they would vote for Trump if he were to be convicted. Or to put it a different way, only 20% of the country is sure they would vote for a convicted Donald Trump. So not only, I mean, you know, it's important not to overstate or understate the importance of any issue in this political space. It's hard to overstate the significance of these trials, because not only does the 2024 election rely on them, but Trump's political life, based on his age, also relies on these trials. And is it fair to say that Trump's life overall depends on these trials, in the sense that any convictions are potentially going to put Trump in prison for what would likely be the rest of his life, based on his age and based on his health? So Trump fighting for his political life and his life as a free man. And it is now going to, I mean, we knew this was a probability. It's now likely going to come down to the Supreme Court. You are going to hear all sorts of speculation about what the Supreme Court would likely do. Some of the opinions about what the Supreme Court might do rest on a Supreme Court where three justices were picked by Trump is not going to take an action that is going to put Trump closer to a prison cell. Therefore, the Supreme Court is likely to rule Trump had immunity. I am not at all convinced that that is what we are going to see, because we have simply not yet seen that the Supreme Court is definitively and brazenly willing to protect Trump to that degree. However, I also don't believe that this is a Supreme Court that's going to throw Trump under the bus. Now, the question is, what is that?